Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The biggest breaking news stories, an outspoken opinion. The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley-Brewer on Talk Radio.
Thank you very much indeed for your company. Really appreciate you joining me. I'm afraid I'm going to be a bit irritating today. I'm going to be a bit D-mob happy. I'm off in my hulls early tomorrow morning. Mike Graham will be back, thank goodness, and will be standing in for me next week on The Breakfast Show. But one of my worries, though, is keeping the lawn. Is the lawn going to survive a week away? Well, would we even be allowed to use the hosepipe? Well, where I live in London, not yet covered by a hosepipe ban, but an awful lot of southern England already is. Who knows whether that's going to spread across the country in coming weeks, but certainly hosepipe ban for millions. Predictions yet again of temperatures rising above 30 Celsius for much of the country next week. Well, let's talk about all of this and plenty, plenty more. I have a funny feeling the Tory leadership contest may come up as well, with Alan Tolhurst, who's chief reporter at Politics Home. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Julia.
There's been a lot of focus on, you know, what's been happening internationally. There's Ukraine, Taiwan, and a lot of focus on Tory leadership contest. But I am guessing for an awful lot of people, particularly in the southern half of the country, but I think it's going to be spreading, it's about looking after, you know, your home and garden right now. We've all, frankly, I think most of us kind of had enough of the hot weather now. A nice 22. I think it's going to be quite pleasant today, certainly where I am. And where we live, but it's all just getting a bit much. The prospect of 30 again next week in homes which are not designed for 30. You're on holiday in Spain or Florida, you'd be, lovely, sit by the pool with your cocktail. Hosepipe bans, though, that is when it starts coming home to people. There's also even a phone line from one of the companies actually introducing not just a hosepipe ban, but also a telephone number for neighbours to basically dob people in for using their hosepipe. Would you ever do that?
No, of course not. No,
he
no,
says,
no, no, no.
He says
I think
that.
It's quite interesting. We have got a bit of a kind of like snitch culture, I think, in the UK, which goes back probably to the pandemic when people were sort of encouraged to...
There's two people having tea in the garden.
Exactly.
We're all going to die.
Yes, exactly. And I do think that's perhaps sort of playing into that a little bit. But, you know, the fact is that we had, I think in July, we had 8% of the normal rainfall for that month and stocks are incredibly low. So I think it's unsurprising that we've got to this point. And as you're right, it's probably going to start spreading further north across the country as we get through August.
Well, I mean, Southern Wales Water announced the first hosepipe ban of the year in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight from Friday. That's already been announced. We've got South East Water became the second supplier to introduce a hosepipe and sprinkler ban. That's affecting 2.2 million customers in Kent and Sussex from a week on Friday until further notice. So basically, here's your chance. Water your garden incessantly until then to look after it. And this basically means if you have a hosepipe ban, you can't use hosepipes to water gardens or clean cars, and ornamental ponds and swimming pools must not be filled. I mean, let's all just spare a moment for the people who have swimming pools that can't be filled. I mean, how will you cope? Thames Water, which is the biggest water company in the country, covering millions of homes, South West Water and Wales Water have also warned they may need to introduce restrictions if dry conditions last. The reality is you enter these sort of, you know, Englishman's home is his castle sort of territory. Oh, we had loads of building work done last year. I mean, we've had enough water. Me and water, with a flat that's got a large part of it as a basement. We've had plenty of water, thank you. If I could spread that water out around the rest of the country instead of inside my home, I'd be happy to do so. But we also, you know, after basically having what looked like the Somme in our garden for about 6 months, we then had a new lawn down. You know, tended it, seeded it, tended it. It was ploughed. It was, I mean, I've got to be honest with you, I'm going to be really unhappy if I lose my lawn because a hosepipe ban. I will be out there with a washing up bowl.
I can't imagine. Unfortunately, you're going to get a great deal of sympathy from people who do not have luscious lawns. But I'm going to, you know, I think you just have to get out there with your trusty.
That's it. You are allowed to water. You're just not allowed to do it efficiently.
Right.
Because, also, hosepipes just use an awful lot more water. Now, what we're asking this morning, because there's a lot of heavy stuff around. I mean, you know, doom and gloom as always, inflation and Taiwan and everything. But with a water company telling its customers to contact them if they do see a neighbour using a hosepipe during next week's ban, I want to know, has your neighbour ever grassed you up for something? Love to know what you think about whether or not people should do that. But has that ever happened to you, whether it was over COVID or I don't know, calling the council noise or whatever? I mean, have you ever grassed a neighbour up as well? I'd love to hear from you. Do get in touch. Tweet me at Talk TV and text the word talk to 87222 and have your say. Have you ever done that, Alan?
No, but I think I did. I think someone might have once grassed us up about using the wrong bin for something when I used to live
in
London.
Don't get me started on bins.
I think bin chat could be this kind of, I think that's where this could go, unfortunately. I think that seems like that's the most likely.
I'm one of the people in my building who writes notes about bins. Because we're like the only people who take the bins in and out. And it's just about, there are 12 large wheelie bins. And it's just, could someone else do the bin? My production team, a lot of very young folk, as we discovered, didn't know who Duran Duran were. Some 80s band we discovered the other day. But I'm going to use that forever. But I said, you know, honestly, once you're a homeowner, you're middle-aged. Bins. Mm. Bins. I'm sorry. Bins is all you think about.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've got like four of them. It's trying to work out which one for which week. Like,
you need a PhD these days to know what you're allowed to put into. No, well, of course you can't put polystyrene in that bin. How are you supposed to know that? Yogurt pots, but not yogurt lids.
Well, I was going to say, actually, cool. I don't know what's going on in where
you started me off on the pond, sorry.
Well, yeah, but the other day, they put the food waste bin, and I saw the bin man put the food waste bin into the main bin and put it all in one lorry.
That's why I threw away all of our food waste bins so that people could no longer use them, mainly because the foxes are the only people who get the food waste bins. Shall we talk about the small matter of another possibility of World War III?
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, I want to carry on talking about hosepipe bans and bins. Really, that's what I want to do. And that's what you want secretly too. But we're going to talk about what's happening in Taiwan. Nancy Pelosi, the US Speaker, the House of Representatives, she obviously made that whistle-top visit to Taiwan, leading a congressional delegation. You know, there's a lot of talk about whether or not that was a necessary thing to do. There's no doubt at all that would inflame tensions with China. I think we've learned the lesson, though. You can't literally count out to China. Once they said she shouldn't go, well, at that point, frankly, you should put on a parade and make a much bigger deal of it. But as a result, what a surprise, we are seeing military drills. They started at 4 o'clock in the morning, UK time, surrounding Taiwan. I mean, there's no doubt at all that there is an attempt to, you know, intimidate, to make it very clear how unhappy Beijing is. It's a big show of force. We also saw large military vessels and no-fly, no planes that actually went into the territorial waters, the 12-mile territorial waters of Taiwan, which, of course, not recognised Beijing because they believe it to be part of Chinese territorial water. But we actually got live fire military drills, a crowd surrounding the island, which could actually damage those ships with trading goods and supplying goods. Hugely important exporting economy when it comes to things like microchips and semiconductors and things like that. How significant do you think this is?
Yeah, it is definitely. You talked then about the Chinese, that they have the one China policy. They believe, obviously, that Taiwan comes under that, and that therefore Americans kind of exerting, Taiwan's right to, not to independence, but to democratic rule, that's been sort of the fragile line that's carried for a while. It doesn't feel as though that's going to last particularly much longer. And like you say, if it does lead to not just these military drills, but effectively an economic blockade, then I think we would all feel that basically. I think basically everyone's smartphones, virtually everyone in the world, those chips come from manufacturing in Taiwan.
Well, virtually everything now has some sort of chip in it, and they are by far the largest exporter of those. Yeah. But this is the thing. People will say, we discussed this on the show a lot yesterday, who cares about something happening over there, the South China Sea? What do we care? Mm. It is absolutely going to impact us in the same way as, what do we care about Ukraine being invaded, other than, it's more a matter of democratic people are being invaded by, a murderous tyrant. I mean, small point. But it does affect us, because that's why we're going to be looking at this absurd inflation rate. all these predictions last year. It's just a few months. It's a supply side issue with inflation.
Yeah.
Then, of course, the invasion of Ukraine in February this year, which meant that was obviously going to be a massive big issue in terms of fuel and energy. And, of course, things like grain, sunflower oil, all the other fertilizer. I mean, everything around. Who knew that Ukraine was absolutely vital to the world global economy? But this Bank of England today expected to raise interest rates for the sixth time in a row. Again, they're still at historically low levels, but extra pressure, particularly people with mortgages, obviously, but also business borrowing. But we're now looking at inflation hitting, some are now claiming 15% even, and also lasting far longer than hoped, a prediction well above 10%. The whole of next year.
Yeah, these predictions early this year that it was going to be a short-term inflationary spike, I think those are all being pretty quickly revised now. And essentially, this is the economy that we now operate in is a high inflation economy. And I think for whoever, we'll talk about the leadership race later, but whoever takes over as prime minister is going to have to look at how they deal with it. Things like public sector pay, all those kind of stuff that are tied to inflation, all going to have to be looked at.
No easy decisions coming for whoever. A bit of a poison chalice.
The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Julia Hartley Brewer Daily. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and give me a good review. And don't forget to catch me on the Talk Radio Breakfast Show every weekday from 6:30 until 10.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.